This is special live coverage of Solar Eclipse 2017. Now, live from Courthouse Square in downtown Santa Rosa, here is KSRO's Pat Kerrigan.
One time I was falling in love, now I'm only falling apart. There's nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart.
Yes, Bonnie Tyler, who is on a, right now, even as we speak, she's on a cruise somewhere in the Caribbean, hired to perform and sing that song at the exact apex of the eclipse. So somebody in the market department made a few extra bucks on that one for sure. It is 10:35. We are down here at Courthouse Square, and still no sun. Still no sun. But we have some pictures of the path of totality, and it is backing off now, the shadow of the moon backing away from the sun as the apex has passed by. On the KSRO live line with us once again is Lynn Anderson, who is in the path of totality. And Lynn, now that you've seen the total eclipse of the sun, how do you feel?
Well, I'm always breathless one of these things. It just seemed to, you blink and it was over, and it was supposed to be 2 minutes and 36 seconds at this location, and it seemed like it went faster than most carnival roller coaster rides.
Was it as thrilling as you anticipated it being, that total eclipse of the sun?
There were some very nice streamers. On one huge prominence up about 1 o'clock as you go around the sun, and it's the only prominence that I really noticed. I was gazing through my binoculars at totality, and rings were both spectacular, both the entrance and exit, contacts 2 and 3. Didn't notice any shadow bands, but everything was moving so quickly, and the people around me, especially the first timers, were just breathless.
Oh, I bet.
Which is always, you know, neat to share that with somebody for the first time.
Absolutely. And Lynn, Steve Smith is here with us from the observatory too.
Hey, Lynn, how's it going?
Well, if you've been listening, I've been giving a report, so I'm.
Well, you've had a slightly better view than we've had.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's starting to get lighter here.
I paid a little bit more to be here, so.
Well, I'm glad you guys got to witness it, and we've got some other docents along the path of totality we're going to be checking in with. I think we've heard from Dave Franciski.
I checked some of the emails this morning. I sent
awesome.
A photo to the galaxy at rfo.org.
Great.
So, Lynn, would you do it again? Would you make all the efforts and pay all the money to be in the path of totality? Would you do it again?
You know anybody that wants to be my roommate on the cruise ship Paul Gauguin in Tahiti in 2019?
Lynn, I'm sorry, this is not a dating service. I mean, I know we've got to talk about other stuff because there's no eclipse sighting here, but
right.
We have to draw the line there. Well, thank you for sharing with us, though.
Thanks, Lynn. See you back at the observatory.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, so Steve, let's you know, face facts, and a lot of people showed up at Courthouse Square to see the partial eclipse of the sun here in Courthouse Square, and as we sort of expected early on,
a little cloudy.
Yeah,
a little cloudy and
very
foggy,
cloudy.
And it's still a little bit cloudy up there. We are getting reports that it's clearing Glen Ellen now, and we do get the eclipse here until about 11:36, 11:37. So hopefully the clouds are going to break up in the next 15 minutes, half an hour or so, and we'll see something. And RFO is open, so you can head up there. They might be above the fog line, and I might be able to see the eclipse up there.
All right, sounds good. I think, I love the reaction of people, and I wonder, is Marcy on the line at this point, Daniel? He can let us know in a moment, because we,
right.
Not yet, okay, not quite yet. Coming up, Marcy Smothers is going to be telling us.
Great.
She's in the path, too, and
awesome.
Telling us, and that's a girl that gets excited about stuff, you know what I mean?
Right.
You can visibly tell that Marcy Smothers has been in an exciting situation, so I'm looking forward to talking to her, too.
Right, so it's, it's a little bit of a disappointment down here right now, but we're still hoping that we're going to see a partial eclipse, and it's nice to see so much of the community come out and get excited and learn about the observatory, and hopefully we'll get a lot more visitors up in Sugarloaf Ridge State Park.
Now, that's what I really think we ought to pay attention to, Steve, is making sure that as a result of the eclipse and as a mm-hmm. result of your being here and being a part of this whole equation up to and through today, that more people know about the observatory
right.
and how accessible it is.
Yeah, so we are built to be a public outreach organization, nonprofit organization for astronomy outreach to the community. So we have about 150 volunteers that are up there. No paid staff. Everything that's up there is done by volunteers.
Wow, that's remarkable.
And in addition to the solar scopes that we have here and that are operating right now up at RFO, we have a pretty large facility that has three large telescopes in it that we do star parties, nighttime viewing with. So we will be open once or twice a month on a Saturday near the new moon. And you can see lots of wonderful things through the telescopes. One of them is a recent one we just got a few months ago as a donation from the University of San Francisco. And we do photography with that, and we'll be doing research with them using that telescope. And we also have classes throughout the year, basic astronomy classes. They're called night sky classes, and you'll learn all about the constellations, the workings of the solar system, the workings of the universe, how everything is set up out there and how everything works. And then you can go out under the night sky and look up and know what you're looking at.
Yeah,
and
that's a pretty amazing thing. That. Now, right. Tell us about, I mean, the observatory itself in Sugarloaf State Park, it's up there. And it's, you know, you really need to know how to get there.
Right. So it's off of Highway 12 in Kenwood. So we had the Kenwood Elementary School sixth graders here. They're doing temperature measurements as we go through the fog and the clouds and the eclipse today. And if you go down Highway 12 from Santa Rosa or up Highway 12 from Sonoma, you'll get near Adobe Canyon Road in Kenwood, and you turn off on Adobe Canyon Road and head up the road there. It takes you about 10 minutes or so once you've turned off. And you get to Sugarloaf Ridge State Park, which is a gorgeous park, lots of hiking trails.
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful.
Horseback riding, you can do all sorts of things in the park there. And they have nature programs and exploration programs, especially for kids. And at the end of the road, we don't let you park all the way up to the observatory because we don't like white lights at night with headlights.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But we'll have people parking cars at our star parties, and then it's only maybe about a 100-yard walk up to the observatory, and we'll have three telescopes set up there, as well as maybe 12 to 15 other telescopes that are set up in the parking lot out front.
One of the things that I thought was interesting about the observatory, I just learned this week, is that you can actually rent it out.
You can. So,
what kind of a party would that be? Would that be the coolest party ever?
One of the nice things about being in a state park, besides that it's a beautiful environment to be in, is we built the observatory right next to what's called the group campsite for the park. So if you're interested in renting the observatory, all you have to do is reserve the group campsite, and you can stay overnight and reserve the observatory.
Oh, you can stay overnight.
You can stay overnight. Volunteers will run the telescopes for you. Now, sometimes we get asked, can we rent the group campsite, and can we just run the telescopes ourselves? And that's not necessarily a really good idea.
Yeah, I imagine not. Yeah.
So we do provide volunteers to run the telescopes, and we will also give an astronomy talk in the classroom if you want to rent the observatory. So you can go to rfo.org and get all the information for that.
It's a very cool website too.
Yeah, we have lots of information about astronomy and the different types of programs that we offer there.
Well, it sounds good, because I think after today, people are going to want to know a lot more, and especially with the observatory being right in our backyard.
Yeah, it's a very, very unique resource. There's, as far as we know, there isn't a facility like this in the United States, so close to a population center, that the public can use. So we're really happy to be here, and hope everyone that came out here today to get a good look at the clouds and fog will come up, and we'll show you some more impressive things up the hill in the Sugarloaf.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing that, and thanks for being with us, Steve, and a lot
Thank
of effort
you,
made, of course, by a lot of folks, including Steve and his team, bringing telescopes down to Courthouse Square. And we'll look back on this and say, you know what? It was the greatest event that never was.
That's true. But everyone come up to see us at RFO. We love to have visitors. That's what we're there for, and we're happy to teach you about astronomy in the night sky.
Okay, sounds good. And coming up soon, we're hoping to talk to Marcy Carricker Smothers, who is in the path of totality. We just talked to her a couple of days ago, and she said, oh my gosh, this is the first time, and it's on the bucket list, and all of that stuff. And as I mentioned before, she's a character. She's a character. So when she describes how the path of totality experience was, you're going to believe her. You're going to believe her. So looking forward to that. And that's coming up in just a few minutes. A lot of pups in the park. A lot of puppies in the park today. People bringing their animals. And I don't know how many people were here early. I had at least a couple of hundred. What, two? Couple of hundred, wouldn't you say? And they've cleared out pretty much by now as we've passed the apex of the eclipse and still no sun. But what a great crowd and what a great excuse for the community to come together and hang out together. And even when the clouds didn't part and the sun didn't come out, you know, the mood here was still lively and engaged and glad to be here. So, you know, that's in itself is something to see. All right, we'll come back at you. We'll probably broadcast till about 11 o'clock here in Courthouse Square. It's 10:46 at KSRO.